Kyla,
Casey,
and Carol.
Before we get started with the episode, here's a word from today's sponsor.
Penn State will be hosting its 13th annual collegiate conference from March 19th to 22nd at University Park this spring. PUNK offers 8 crisis committees with fast-paced digital notes, incredible delegate socials, and so much more. Registration for PUNK 13, Engineering the Future, is open now at punc.psiada.org/registration. Register your delegation by February 15th to qualify for normal registration rates.
And welcome back to the 101 podcast. This is the first episode after our little hiatus. So we're back, even though we're recording this directly after the one you heard 2 weeks ago.
I hope you had a nice holiday and that your New Year's was fun and safe and you made good choices.
That won't haunt you for the rest of your life.
Or maybe, you know.
Maybe you made bad choices.
Maybe have a new story.
Yeah. Send us good New Year's stories. We won't post them because...
We'll just read them in
liability.
Liability.
I don't know. But...
Should we open debate and then we can talk a little bit?
Yeah.
We're not opening debate. It's an unmod.
Oh, that's true. It's an unmod. We don't do that here.
Sorry.
We don't do that here.
Dilatory. Get over here.
We did ask you to, you know... leave your guesses about who today's guest was going to be on this very special unmod. We mentioned that it was someone that you had never met but had heard about a lot.
Maybe had heard in the background, like chuckle.
I don't know. I feel like he's one of the ones that was like really silent when he was in here listening.
Like he's still being really silent.
Sitting mere feet, like maybe like a foot away from the microphone.
That's a large
he almost
foot.
Just
My
touched
God.
The microphone. And he, I bet you didn't even hear. So that's how quiet he is.
Mm-hmm. Would you like to introduce yourself?
It's Kyle the intern.
Oh my God.
I've been taken out of my cell and I'm free to speak for 45 minutes.
And then you're going
back to work.
Right back in the basement.
Back to work.
Well, back in the witch hole.
I definitely want a coffee before you get started, though.
Casey and Caroline have... a pretty small closet, but within the small closet, there's an even smaller closet holds our water heater, and that's where Kyle lives.
It's a great work environment.
It's really nice.
I mean, there's
you.
A light in
there. Hey,
there is a light.
I can control the light. You can't.
better than my last gig. Just kidding.
Just think about it. You're getting resume experience, so.
It's true.
Yeah, this is immediately going on my resume.
Yeah, for when you look for eventually for a job, because... Kyle does not have any job, so.
No, his job is 101.
Right, because he lives in the closet.
He lives in the closet, and we don't provide any pay, food, or anything else.
No, I just perform like...
He forages.
Yeah. Scraps.
Uh-huh. Water heater. Hot water.
Yeah.
Heater.
Hot water, that's nice.
Get some water. If it rains, I'm getting some water that week. It's going to be great. Maybe I can shower, too, if I'm lucky. Oh, it's incredible.
This is so sad. But in actuality, Kyle's my boyfriend. Been together for like 2.5 years.
You're disappointing so many.
I'm sorry.
My boyfriend.
Sorry,
so many boys on the podcast.
I don't think anybody's disappointed right now. But yeah, we've been together for like 2.5 years, and he has helped us in a lot of ways, primarily moral support and idea support.
Yeah.
And has been our pseudo intern for a while now.
Just doing what I can here and there.
Mm-hmm. What do you do? What have you done for us?
Tell
us what you've done.
I consider myself the glue guy. So, like, that's kind of like a basketball term.
Sure.
So, the way I see it is that
you guys... Kyle plays real sports. Watches real sports. He's none of his Molly ones.
You guys are the stars, and everything that you do is at the forefront. You're the faces of the brand. However, you guys are like cogs, and I'm kind of like the lubricant to the cogs. I'm the guy that keeps everything turning and moving. So, like, in basketball terms, I'm like... playing good defense, I'm getting rebounds, I'm getting the ball into the hands of our star players.
Wow.
And that's my role.
Kyle's the lubricant.
I'm the lubricant
to your cogs.
That's ew. Thank you.
I thought that was...
It was perfect. Couldn't have been better.
Thank you.
Wow. So, but surprise, since we don't pay Kyle, he doesn't only do this. What do you do as your actual thing?
On a Monday through Friday, 9 to 5, I am a full-time SEO analyst.
Mm-hmm.
Which basically means that I make the Google find your business and then connect the dots from people to your business through search engines.
In other words, I don't know what I was thinking.
in other words, internet.
In other words, internet marketing.
Yeah, digital marketing.
So it can go by a lot. If you're wondering how Mono One has become relevant at all, if you Google Mono One,
it's not us.
Certainly not us.
I've done
super not us.
I did a small role during the site setup and launch.
Yeah, he has helped.
He was like, you need to tag it with this, this, and this.
Yeah. He knows a lot of buzzwords.
Mildly relevant.
It's like, you guys got to use alt text in order to convey clearly when search crawlers visit your site.
Of course,
we just lost a lot of listeners.
we'll check.
How else can it get indexed, right?
Exactly.
Oh my god.
SEO humor.
But you did hear. I'm done. You did hear that Mono One is now at the top of search results.
We like to see that you capture the branded term in
SEO.
It's
nice to know that our actual website is what comes up and not another person's website that used Mon01 as a tag for an image, and that was the first result on Google for a very long time.
I remember
So now it's our website, then our Spotify, then our defunct Twitter, then our Apple Podcast, then our Instagram.
Well, you know, we try our very best. Another fun thing you may not know about Kyle is he's never done Mon before.
Well,
the closest I've ever gotten was, let me try to describe what I did and see how accurate I can
remember. He flew too close to the sun.
I was in one of the kind of conferences where there's like a room that takes crisis notes. I was one of the people that interpreted them.
The conference that our team hosts for high school students.
Yes, I was working like behind the scenes.
Another room he was locked away
involved.
In.
Yeah, I was just in a room interpreting people's handwriting.
What is that job called? Do you know?
I was a staffer.
Yes,
I know.
A crisis staffer.
Good. Yes. Yeah. Under the supervision of a very great leader.
Sweet Henry.
Sweet Henry boy.
Yeah, that was right after we started dating.
Yes.
And he very kindly obliged because we were low on staff.
So. Would you like to wake up at 5 a.m. this weekend? And I said, of course.
Of course I would.
Of course, honey.
What else would a college student want to do other than wake up at 5 a.m. on a Saturday?
Well, you got valuable experience that allowed you to land this gig. So I guess it was, you know, useful.
I'll be honest, I probably would not have gotten the intern role here without that experience. So
I can tell you, you wouldn't have.
I know. As HR, which we established a couple episodes ago, I did look over your resume first and foremost, and I did pass it on to the rest of the team when I saw you had one time that you experienced.
You had one experience.
One experience.
One XP point. From a crisis committee.
Still level one, but you know.
You have
still
a few XP points now. You've learned some things. Made a meme.
I made a meme. I thought it was pretty cool.
Someone in the comments even referenced like, oh, haha, you're number three. Like, you're the third meme. And that was your meme.
That's pretty good.
Thanks.
It was the power delegate with the honorable mention.
That's funny.
I just put my head in the role of a power delegate in a room, which I've gathered from listening to every single episode you guys have.
That's an interesting question. What kind of delegate do you think you would be if you did Mon?
Not a power delegate.
No, I know.
I'm gonna find my people in the room that I like, probably collaborate with them and be really be overly loyal to them, end up getting like double crossed or taken out from.
And there is a delegate like that in nearly every single room I've been in.
I would be that individual that is way too quiet and
I don't know if you'd be quiet. I think that you could be the funny guy delegate.
Is that a role? I'd love that role.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's like a funny guy that like people like, but I don't know.
They Nobody takes him seriously.
Yeah, though. They don't necessarily make that big of an impact on committee, but they're like, they're cool.
Would they like shock and like get an award sometimes? Because I feel like I might
every once in a while they'll pull like a verbal or like an honorable.
Yeah.
I'm down for a verbal or an honorable.
That's fun.
That's awards and award, man.
Yeah.
That's great.
You're pulling some weight for the team.
Maybe we could do like a bit for you guys where I go to a conference and like pretend to compete.
We add you to our collegiate team and make you go.
I have a better idea. You should let me into the high school conference.
You compete as a high schooler with a beard?
The beard?
No, when he shaves.
The beard will be shaved.
You have to shave, like, every couple of hours.
And, like, you just drop me in, and then, like, we just record what happens.
We can cover your
That's
face
a great
in,
idea.
Like,
That'd be really
olive
funny.
Oil for a week before so you break out. So you really fit in.
We do, like, Eric Andrea, like the RNC style.
Yes.
Like, but it's Kyle.
Trying to get into a room.
That's like, so let good. Me in. Let me in.
Let me in. Yeah, no, I'm into that. That's good.
That's funny.
I think it's very like impractical Joker-esque. Maybe even let me be what is it called when someone runs the room?
A power delegate?
The chair. Let me chair a room. But it's like an impractical Joker's bit.
I would love.
Where you don't know how to do it at all, and all the high schoolers are like, what did we just get dropped into?
That's correct. Impractical monsters.
Create the middle school room.
Mm-hmm.
He's the chair.
I'm the chair.
You chair the middle schoolers. Yes.
You chair it, but you don't quite know what you're doing. You're like,
no,
almost
he doesn't
there.
At all know what he's
no,
doing.
No, the thing is, we give him the chairing guide that we use, but we don't explain it to him.
No.
He
no.
just like, we sit him in the room. The only piece of paper we give him is the guide, and he just has to figure it
That'd
out.
That'd be so
and
funny.
And he keeps saying, ha ha ha, this is a learning experience for all of us. And the delegates are like,
what?
I'm telling my advisor, this sucks.
It's what?
He shotguns a bag of Famous Amos cookies.
and a Coke.
An entire liter of a Diet Coke.
Oh, no, so a big gulp, but it's full of milk. So, like, really chaotic energy.
We had this really wonderful honors professor at one point.
Not to flex, but we're in the
We were in the honors program, which is like a colloquium, but
not
like,
a flex.
This no. man, very nice, but also very bumbling, and he, we say that it would be like him because we were doing a lesson on Martin Luther, and we walk in and we see his computer and it's open to the Wikipedia of Martin Luther.
And after
and
the
he's
break,
like taking notes.
After the break, he gets up and then lectures about who Martin Luther was.
Oh, it was so funny. And
I've taken that energy with me to all of my presentations.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
And every break, because like it was a 2.5 hour class, so we'd have like a little break in the middle. He would go to the vending machine and get a bag of Famous Amos cookies, and he would open the bag and just eat them all in one go. He would, like, drink the bag of cookies. It was truly shocking.
He, fantastic guy.
I think you had his wife.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, you did have
I
his
think
wife.
I did. I once came late because I had a buffalo chicken wrap I was waiting on, and she was really cool about it.
Well, thank God.
We were about to watch that one movie where the guy
Monty Python and the Holy Grail.
Close. It's like Into the Wild. It's a very famous movie.
Sure.
Oh.
You know what
I'm
talking
about. Where he like goes to Alaska in like a van and everything.
And gets poisoned and dies because he eats.
Spoiled it.
The wrong.
I wish I knew what you were talking
no,
about.
No, I'm
right
leaving
now.
It in. So if you haven't watched that movie, it's
I'm
gonna
sorry.
Be spoiled for me.
Like, yes. Listen,
I'm like in big brain mode and I still can't figure out what's
like
going on right now.
It's kind of a long movie, yeah. But it's movie very good yes. And also something that you can like.
It's also a book.
It's also a book.
Book, yeah.
It has a. If you know the song Hard Sun by Eddie Vedder.
No.
That song is... You don't know that?
Nope.
I would think you of all people would know that
none of None of these people know that that is. Maybe if I heard it, I would know it.
I'll play it after we record before I go and do stuff.
The closing song is going to be Hard Sun by Eddie
We don't have the copyright for it, so it won't be.
Never mind, you're right.
We're gonna get like a DMC takedown or whatever those are called.
Listen, we just... watched one of our friends' bands go through a copyright issue with Radiohead.
Yep,
so.
Very cool.
Shout out to Cheyenne Dan streaming on Spotify.
Stream Cheyenne Dan, don't stream Radiohead. That's my PSA for today.
Everyone is now anti-Radiohead. They're the enemy. I'm sorry.
Radiohead is the enemy.
They are the enemy.
If you want to know the reason behind that joke, go look up Cheyenne Dan on Instagram and even give them a follow.
Yeah, they make good music. I'm sure.
Maybe if we plug them, they'll plug us.
Very talented, very cool guys.
Maybe we could get the review show to plug us.
They definitely could. I think they have one more episode before the holiday, so.
All right, I'm going to DM them.
I just got a shout-out in the last episode, so you guys can try to
I've been shouted out before in the review show, but Mono One has never been shouted out.
Yeah, make
we'll
it happen.
Work on it. We'll work on it. We're working on our corporate partnerships. Stay tuned.
So I have another question for Kyle.
Uh-huh.
Why didn't you do Model UN, Kyle?
I'm not sure, because I think I would have had a lot of fun with it.
I think you would
It
as
seems
well.
Like a very cool...
I was like, I didn't even know what thing. It was. I didn't even know it was here.
I mean, they definitely didn't offer it where you went to school, like
no
the high school.
No shot, yeah. I feel like I think we had, like, debate or, I think it's called debate club, right? Yeah.
Sure.
Like, probably something like that.
Or, like,
mock trial.
That is what I was thinking of, yeah. I know we had mock trial, but that was never my
really?
Cup of
That's
tea.
Interesting.
But I feel like this is cool because you guys get to do so much research into a position and... How you really perform is almost, I think a lot of it comes from the research, obviously, if you're in that kind of committee.
Mm-hmm.
So if you research the right cool things, you could do some really awesome stuff during the sessions.
I just like the freedom.
Yeah, committee
sessions. Yeah.
I just like the freedom it gives you to be creative, because mm-hmm. I'm not going to call myself a mock trial expert, but from what I hear, it's pretty like, you're almost acting out kind of like a law situation.
Yeah, you're playing,
mm-hmm. you're playing a role that's, it's not like, I'm playing a position in Model UN, but it's very, I can take it where I want it. And I can make something out of it. And then I feel like mock trial is very, you stay kind of on the
like
path
the
that's
book.
Assigned for you. Mm-hmm. By the book.
Exactly.
It seems like you can get rewarded for creativity in MUN.
Yeah, very much so.
Like a
which,
super fun RPG.
Exactly, that's the way I see it. It's like you're kind of LARPing or role-playing.
Yeah, precisely.
I have a non-MUN related question.
Okay.
So if you were going to be on Dr. Phil, what would you be on Dr. Phil for? Like, why would you be there?
That's
a good question.
Wow. Probably for some hybrid of bad... What's her name? The girl? Bad...
Bad Baby?
Bad Baby. Like that, but like a podcast.
What?
What?
So
the, you're the Bad Baby of podcasts?
So what I do is the podcast is going to be me just ripping into my parents and not being a good child. And that's how
amazing.
I get on the show.
I would love to have people that are bad kids make a podcast where they're just bad kids.
That's what I'm thinking.
The bad podcast. Kids podcast and like kids is with a Z. So you know it's like real.
Really bad kids. And
really bad kids.
And I'm just a real handful. And then my parents have to go to Dr. Phil to get me under control.
It's funny because Kyle's like the most docile child in the world.
I am very well behaved as a child. And
I don't know if Kyle's like turning back the clock to say like this is what I would have been on like when I was like 12 or 13. But like I feel like if Kyle started doing this at his age now, like I'd have a lot of questions.
I think that makes it even more iconic.
It's like
you as a 23-year-old adult, now deciding to rebel against
and
your parents.
Like not living at home. I just call them
financially
like,
independent. Yeah. You've just decided like I'm gonna be mean to my mom.
I'm gonna be terrible.
I have so much beef now.
I'm gonna be really mean to my mommy.
It's always gonna open up.
Okay.
But that's where I'd see myself being on Dr. Phil, which would be really cool.
It would be cool.
Would it be cool?
I love Dr. Phil.
I mean, you
I could
get clout.
So close to his
bald
head.
Yeah, and his mustache.
All I want
be so close to it.
Is an edit of like that episode, but with all the speaking taken out. Because that's a great video.
You have not seen that.
That's all I think about when I think of Dr. Phil, is just
noises.
That's all I think about. It's so
I'm going to listen to this back and just be like, why was Caroline making those noises? You sound like you're trying to give birth to it really. Ow!
The super cut of just Michael Jackson's like ad libs.
All right.
Oh, it's a good song.
The teaser for this episode is just us breathing, making noises.
Just Caroline saying, ow!
Okay.
The whole thing.
I looked up the mentee questions. Uh-huh. I was asking my potential mentee over 2 years ago.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So, some of these questions are just really interesting. Like, under my serious questions, the question of what would you order at a fast casual barbecue restaurant is.
Mm-hmm.
But, and also under the funny is, if you had to pull a, quote, Cincinnati Zoo, which animal exhibit would you crawl into and why?
Okay.
Which one? That one?
The Cincinnati Zoo.
I like that one.
I mean, I am a really big fan of rhinoceroses or rhinoceri. I'm not sure what the plurality.
I don't know.
I don't know.
Rhinoceri.
I like rhinos.
Growing up, like I was like really into rhinos because there was a video game I used to play where you turn into a rhino and you do
Wait,
stuff.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
What
is it like that goat video game? But it's like a rhino version.
Rhino Simulator.
I would love to play that. What game was it?
It was Donkey Kong 64.
Oh, and you become a rhino.
Rhino, yeah.
I never had Donkey Kong 64.
Yeah, so I'd probably go into the rhino bin. However, I have a really strong connection
to
the rhino bin. Come pick up your rhino.
But it sounds like you're shrinking down and going into like a toy bin.
A tub of toys, of like plastic rhinos.
Mini rhinos.
I'd go into the rhino bin, but thank you.
I'd crawl into there and get like pierced up against the wall or something.
Okay.
However,
they're pretty aggressive animals.
Yeah. Well, they're about to be extinct, or some species are.
You gotta be
white rhinos.
Yeah, that was really sad. I do have really like strong connection to Harambe though. When that was a meme, I was like way, way too into it. Like,
that's true.
Like over the top.
You had a Christmas sweater. Still do.
I had a Christmas sweater. Still do. And
that's great to wear to an ugly Christmas sweater party now because it's like I think so far past.
I think it aged really well.
I think it does age well. I feel like of the decade, it should actually be one of the top moments remembered was Harambe.
That's true.
Like without a doubt.
I can't wait for these decade rewinds.
Yeah, I like meme culture because I think. They even though they go out of style, they never really lose like the edge. Like I feel like now if I use like a bad luck Brian meme, I think it would still hold some weight because it's like a vintage meme.
What
like
if
it's
our
kinda
next
funny.
Meme was a bad luck
a vintage
Brian.
Meme? Yeah.
Oh my god! What if we made our next meme post is like the best memes of the decade from each year, and then we make each of them related to Molly one?
Oh, that's a good idea. Okay,
that's
we can post that because
there are calendars of them, right?
Someone write that down.
That's a good
write
idea.
That down, write that down.
Intern? Me?
Intern, get it
intern.
Down.
Intern, where's your pen and paper? Did you leave it in the closet?
Oh, God, no, I forgot.
Again?
I can't believe it fits in there with me. It's a miracle.
It fits in there with me. You have room for yourself and a laptop.
And a laptop, that's all I can do.
No headphones. AirPods, actually.
AirPods only.
Well, I do have those now, so it's, I can use them.
That's not one of flex.
No, it's actually one of the qualifications for being on the podcast is you have to have AirPods. Caroline has an Android and still got AirPods, so
she's allowed to be on the podcast.
Like because she knew that we were going to kick her off if she didn't get them. So she got them.
All I want to say is, like, if we're going to go back through all of the guest episodes we had, and if they don't have AirPods, we're going to, like, delete the episode.
That's fine.
And it's like, if you go back and you're like, why is this episode missing? I'm trying to find the, like, you know, this recap. It's like, no, sorry, we deleted it because they didn't own AirPods.
What was it called? Doxed?
Doxed is when you expose someone's, like, personal information.
Yeah, no, remember we talked about the thing where you, like, block out the text?
Oh, redacting things?
Doxing.
Doxing. That's the opposite of redacting.
No, what if we dox everybody?
Doxing is so aggressively unredacting if something that is illegal.
It's like the opposite of...
I like the concept of review. Having to send out a questionnaire to all of our former guests. Do you own AirPods? Pods. And if not, we will make an episode that exposes their addresses and their social security numbers.
And you have 5 days to get... It's like The Ring. Yeah. You get a call.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's like, and we'll remind you every day. Like,
I don't know. What was it? Like coming. 5 days, 7 days. However long The Ring was, that's the amount of time they have to get AirPods.
Until you get doxed.
I've never seen The Ring, so I know the concept, but...
The Ring ruined
my
life.
Like The Ring. It's scary.
I probably would. I love scary movies. I've just never seen it.
The Ring ruined my
life. I will never unsee the, like, face.
I've seen that.
I couldn't sleep at night, and it was 4 a.m., and my dad would give me a bowl of Cocoa Puffs, thinking that would help. And it didn't.
Wait, that senses.
Oh, my God.
No, literally, I have
my father would give me Cocoa Puffs, and he would
I have
calm
the most
me.
Vivid memory, because for nights I couldn't sleep, and this is my dad and I, like, on separate couches. He's just like this. Like, praying that the Cocoa Puffs will help me fall asleep.
Oh, wait, is this a dream or what happened in real life?
This is what happened in real
this
life.
This sounds like a fever
this is
dream.
That's the funniest thing I've ever heard.
That is a true anecdote
I
from...
I love... Because knowing your dad, that is his problem-solving, like, it's method. Like, that makes so much
what,
sense.
What do kids like nowadays? Cocoa Puffs.
Let's get my son some Cocoa Puffs.
I've seen an ad for this on the Nickelodeon channels.
On the Nickelodeon.
He would say that.
He would.
I have a video of my dad asking Siri for how do I get an Instagram account? It's really powerful.
He still doesn't have one.
He does.
Oh, the pigeon one.
Yeah, it's like pigeon focused.
It's pigeon focused.
His dad raises pigeons.
He does. He's very good at it.
He's a talented pigeon racer.
He's actually on an HBO show about pigeon flying.
That is true.
He's on the last episode, mm-hmm. which is pretty cool.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I did not know that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
I can. Yeah, it's a show about how Mike Tyson raises homing pigeons.
Yeah, Mike Tyson has a oh God, what's it called?
A pigeon.
No, give me a second. No. I know this. Oh God.
This is like Kyle with Model UN.
Yeah, it's reverse
it's
now.
Kylo with pigeon racing.
Living in a pigeon household.
A coop.
Yes,
he has a coop.
A coop or a loft. Both.
A loft. That's what I was looking for.
Thank you. Both.
A loft.
Both successful.
Yeah, dang, I can't believe I didn't get that. That made me upset.
In that race, my dad beat him, so one could say that my dad beat Mike Tyson.
That's cool.
Which is
Mike
cool.
Tyson is now gonna beat your dad.
Mike Tyson.
There's a really funny picture of Kyle with Mike Tyson.
I'm not looking good.
And Kyle's real greasy as like a 13-year-old. It's very funny.
Can we post this on the Instagram? Yeah. Like on our story?
This is the episode announcement picture. Is Kyle as a greasy teenager?
With Mike Tyson?
No, this can be the clip art teaser and we can add that picture into the clip art teaser.
I can get it for you. Okay, that picture was featured in a pigeon racing magazine.
I can't believe you're famous.
I'm kind of famous. Thank you very much.
No, the first time his dad ever came to our apartment, he looked at one of our neighbor's roofs and was like, is that a... I think there's pigeons up there. I think they keep pigeons. Do you know? Do you know about their pigeon situation? I was like, no one here keeps pigeons.
Your dad came to the apartment?
Yeah, he helped move some stuff or just came to like.
No, I think they
say
just
hi
came
and check
to
it out.
Stuff.
Yeah.
I think it was around graduation, but I can't really remember. Yeah.
All right, I'm going to propose the next on mod is Kyle's dad is coming on.
Oh my God.
Talks about pigeon racing.
He would lose his
pigeon
mind.
Racing
so
and produce
excited.
Would be really cool.
Kyle's parents own a lot of Mono One merch, and
they've been on the story
fans.
Actually with their
yes,
merch on.
They have
my parents were.
Yeah,
yes.
They put them on the story.
Oh, that's
with
cute.
You.
You
well,
all
of
went
us.
To dinner
all yes,
the same thing.
Yeah, they all wore Mono One sweatshirts except for me, and we were like, it was very funny.
I hope the waiter or waitress was like, "Are you guys like in a cult or something?"
Yes, we are.
I gotta check out this podcast.
That's your cult arc.
The cult arc is just people in Mono One sweatshirts.
Yeah.
That's fine with me.
New crisis arc idea. You start a podcast.
I thought the
Wait,
crisis
Wait, I'm writing
arc.
That down.
That's actually another really good one. Wow, we're
Once, after my last my last conference, mm-hmm. we're just going to sit down and I'm going to read from a list of this, like, continual long list of crisis arc ideas I have. Mm. I'll just read them all out. People mm-hmm. can use them if they want.
I thought the big bit was to get, like, cute guys in Mono One apparel.
I'm like,
and then post it.
Looking at the list right now, that's, like, several many items long.
I just want you to shout out your favorite one.
Cocaine under toupee wig storefront.
That's like a fever dream. That list is a fever dream.
I
this one's really funny.
The one that's Ursa G.
Yes.
Yeah. That's from Downton Abbey. You know that's which
good.
One?
Oh, I definitely know which one. We'll talk about it.
That's funny.
They're so
cocaine
good.
Under toupee wig storefront.
Oh, so good.
If you're ever in committee with me and suddenly wig stores start popping up, you know why now.
It's over.
You know what's going on.
It's too late.
Light that girl. Snatch her wig.
Literally.
Snatch her wig stand.
Oh. Well.
I'm going to start the gambling bit now. I have a bit planned.
What?
Go ahead. Tell us.
Okay. Okay.
So I'm going to give you guys an amount of... So last night we ordered White Castle at my house.
Yes.
We ordered a... Crave case, yes. which are 30 sliders.
Mm-hmm. What?
Initially, we had 4 people in. However, due to a game time decision injury, we lost one of our people to eat. So it was down to 3 of us.
Okay.
I would like you to guess. I'm going to give you a value, and I need you to guess if I ate over or under that many White Castle sliders.
Okay. I'm ready.
Let me first think of the number. I'll then present it, and then you will say
if... Can I ask for one point of context?
Yes.
Did you eat fries or have a drink?
No and no.
Okay.
It was exclusively a Crave case.
That was what I would expect. Yes. Kyle's not a fry man.
No, not really.
But I had to,
I'm surprised
I had to
this relationship
sure.
is still going on then.
No, it's because I get them all. So when we order combos, it's just all mine, which is ideal.
So I'm going to give you the value, and I need you to tell me if it's going to be over or under that value.
Okay. Yeah.
And it's going to be very close, obviously, because I'm going to keep the number close to what you expect.
Yes.
Sure.
11.5. Did I eat more sliders than that or less?
More. Over.
So, Casey's taking the over.
I'm taking the over.
Caroline's taking the over.
I'm taking the under. I'm going to say...
Taking the under.
I'm going to... Yeah. I'm taking the under.
So, there will be one person who is wrong. I had 12 White Castle sliders last night.
I knew it was going to be 12.
I had 12 last night and then 2 more this morning.
Oh my god.
You ate them this morning?
You ate almost half of the Crave case on your own?
You ate them this morning?
You ate cold White Castle sliders?
No, I microwaved them.
Don't worry, I microwaved my leftover White Castle.
Listen, you get them frozen, then that's basically...
So what happened was that we were each going to have 8 and then there'd be a couple leftovers, so... 3 of us, including me, had 8. Mm-hmm. Then our one housemate said, you know what, I'm really not feeling it. And then he went to bed.
And so I examined
the room, saw that my other 2 housemates weren't hungry, and then I went to town and had another 4.
I'm very proud of you.
Thank you.
Wow. I would do the same.
How big are the sliders?
Oh, they're small.
They're tiny.
They're small.
The most White Castle sliders I've ever eaten in the sitting was 10. Which is a lot.
That's a lot of sliders, yeah.
It's a lot.
It's about, I think 12 sliders was about 2,200 calories or so. 2,000 calories. So I was feeling really good.
I feel like we're on like a late night talk show right now and we're just like, give me an anecdote.
Yeah.
That was a good one.
That was a really good one.
That was my gambling bit.
I'm proud of you.
It's going to be 101 podcast gambling.
Kyle and I enjoy casually sports gambling.
Yes.
Because it's legal where we live. So we bet on things sometimes, and we're pretty successful.
We're very good.
Yeah,
we also had another big win.
It's not like we win a lot of money.
No.
We put like $5.
We play with like small amounts of money, but we had another big win today.
Yeah, we did.
Thank you to
Manchester United,
who really did that today.
Which was shocking and unexpected.
A huge upset.
Yeah, so we won. That was great.
Felt nice in my wallet area. Mm-hmm. Very good.
Okay. Well,
that's enough from you.
First he says that he's the lubricant to our cogs. He's talking about his wallet area.
Wallet
I don't
area.
Know.
The wallet
this
zone.
This is a family podcast. My dad listens
the
to this
wallet
podcast.
Zone.
Did you say the wad zone?
No.
The wad of cash.
It's like during football when they're in the red zone.
We're in the wallet zone.
You're close
oh
to cash.
My goodness.
Yeah, exactly. That's the way I see it.
Yeah, no. I mean, that's the only place where I like to be. So, is close to cash. It's true. I need money. So. Taking donations actively, if you were interested.
On the Patreon.
And Patreon subscribers.
Since
taking Patreon subscribers.
We missed Giving Tuesday, so I'm going to just push that to now. If you'd like to give to me this Tuesday, You can't.
Giving Tuesday can be any day.
Giving Tuesday is whenever you want
it. Take it a little further and make it Taking Tuesday, where instead of people giving you money, you
I just take from you?
It's like, I like that amount, and then you get that
That's
amount.
What I feel like when people sign up for the Patreon. It's just Taking Tuesday. You gave us money the first time, but at this point you've forgotten you signed up.
Then every Tuesday is Taking Tuesday, then.
I justify it by saying that they get the email.
I do.
The email, that and you're like, they're taking the money, and...
They make it seem like an accomplishment. Like, congratulations.
Congrats, your Patreon payment just went through. It's
congrats, like, oh, yes. Your card wasn't rejected this month.
Maybe next month.
Who knows? At your unpaid internship, I'm not really sure how much money you're really putting into your savings right now, but...
My favorite thing is, like, seeing our Patreon and being like, oh, it's, like, not bad, and then seeing, like... The TMG Patreon
Don't even,
or something
that's
like that.
The top earning
I know,
Patreon.
But still, it's
absurd.
Absurd. No,
it's
the
like,
amount of
it's
money
not
they make.
Right
it's like $50,000 a month is how much money they make.
That's not
Patreon.
Right.
It's just like, why don't y'all like us like that?
Why don't y'all $50,000 like
we're
us?
Not, because we're not elderly men.
That's true.
Is and that what it takes?
All
to
of TMG is elderly.
Yeah, they're very old.
They are old?
Yeah.
Really?
They're like almost 30.
That's yeah, they are almost 30.
They're so old.
That is old.
I think Cody just turned 29, and yeah. Noelle's only a few months younger than him.
Oh my
so
gosh.
He's also
well, also the running joke is that Cody Ko is like actually...
Like 75.
He could actually be. Elderly.
Mm-hmm. I guess even his 30s, probably.
We may never know.
He's never going to forget his frat star days.
Just like we'll never know if what Noelle's race is.
Noelle Miller?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Noelle Miller. We'll never know.
He avoids it?
Yeah.
Ooh,
yeah.
He made a whole
he's
episode.
He's very ambiguous.
He made a whole episode where he was, like, gonna say it, and then, like, it never actually happened. It was funny.
Apparently,
was really
he
good.
Said it at a live show, but everyone that was at that live show, like, refuses to say it online. Like,
they all signed an NDA.
I don't even think it was that. It was just, like, I was there and you weren't, so, like, I know this information. But we're gonna go see them live, so.
I forgot you guys are coming. That's so cool.
Jazzy. So, we'll see. Maybe he'll tell us.
Maybe he'll learn.
He won't.
He won't.
He doesn't like us like that. He doesn't $50,000 Patreon like us.
Please donate 1 month of your Patreon earnings to our podcast.
Here's the thing.
Imagine
we could top them if we just get a really, really rich benefactor.
Okay. If any of you or your parents are rich benefactors and are interested in investing
in three,
we will give you majority stake. In our...
Entirety steak.
Entirety steak.
You get a whole steak.
You get a whole Omaha Steaks package paid for by your donation.
I think we'll agree to that, and then we can work everything out legally in the future.
Yeah.
I also have a life debt to whoever
yeah, that works
does
too.
That.
You
yeah.
will be the unpaid intern to that person.
Correct. Salary. Like if they outright buy...
We're
going
to donate Kyle to them.
We're donating our intern.
I have a life debt to them.
Okay.
And I'll do whatever they
I'm
need
so
to do.
I'm so glad that you're on board for all of us. Thank you for wanting Mono One to succeed.
That's all I ever want.
It's true.
It's my sole mission as the intern.
Is to make this podcast succeed.
Yes.
Yeah.
He's hoping that if he sticks in from the bottom, like, eventually he'll become, like, the COO or something.
He's hoping this is, like, an MLM
he has to recruit three more interns.
Yeah, he doesn't have anybody under him right now, but one day he will.
One day I'm gonna have so many people.
Are you interested in losing 30 pounds in 8 seconds? Join Mono One's intern.
Hey, babe, look through your Instagram. Looks great. This is totally the kind of content we'd want. Anyway, do you want to lose, like, stupid amounts of weight?
My favorite thing is, like, those weird Instagram stores. I get DMs from Sincerely Sally Boutique constantly, and they always call me Kayla.
Oh, no.
That's not my name. If you're going to try and recruit me into your weird scam where you want to... The only benefit I get is the opportunity to be posted on your page, and I have to pay for the clothes myself.
No.
At least call me by my correct name, sister. Ugh. Constant. Don't buy from Sincerely Sally Boutique. I can't believe I'm gonna get a cease and desist order right now.
I never receive those DMs. The only time I remember something like that is a picture of me was posted on our team's Instagram page for Model UN, and one of those, like, auto kind of, like, hey, girly, love this look.
Yeah.
Like, you should send us a message. Was put onto my photo on the, like, team's Instagram.
Oh, I didn't know that. That's really
And then
funny.
The team replied, like, hey, girly, this is a Model UN team.
Wait,
I said, shh. We might get a brand deal out of this.
That's
Wait,
really
I'm looking,
funny.
I'm looking right now.
I don't know. I feel
like the interaction was very good.
I have only done one actual brand deal. It was kind of sick. I got like a $200 dress for free.
Yeah, it was
so.
Nice.
Yes, that it was goldluxroom.clothing.
I don't even know what that means.
Doesn't sound good.
On a photo of me holding a like Model UN award. Hey Queen, we would love for you to rep our brand's new collection.
Hey Queen,
send us a message for details. And then our team's account responded, "Thanks Queen, but we aren't a person. We are a Model UN team."
That's so.
And then I tried
funny.
To get all of us a brand deal, and it didn't work. So.
Remember fidget spinners?
Yeah.
I was just thinking about them. They were pretty important this last decade.
They really are.
This is a bit I was really trying to get going.
My brother made fidget spinner bit. $400 yes. making fidget spinners.
How did he make them?
This guy's crazy. He bought like a kit 3D printer, put it together by himself. I mean, with a little bit of help, but it was like mostly by himself. It took him a long time. And 3D printed the parts. And bought ball bearings and assembled the fidget spinners and sold them to people on campus.
Did he make them, like, branded, like, your school? Or did he make, like,
no,
unique
literally
ones?
Just,
were
like,
they,
like, no, spinners? They were just, like, I think they were red or blue or gray or, like, whatever.
And he, like, sold them on the cheap or whatever?
Yes, he made so much money.
I God. Honestly really
that's
like
impressive.
The ingenuity of that.
That's
nice.
That's entrepreneurship, like,
yeah,
at work.
Yeah, important.
It's kind of incredible.
So maybe your brother can start funding our podcast.
He can do business development via
fidget spinner development.
He can 3D print a bunch of tiny gavels that we can make into keychains and sell to people.
Honestly, that's a good idea. I'd ask him. He hasn't used his printer in a while, so I can
the ideas are just flowing right now.
Oh, he knows how to use that like software to like build stuff with it.
I love that we're inviting the audience into one of our couch strategy meetings that never really comes to anything, but
like,
we come up with a lot of ideas.
Cool ideas.
Big, like, grand ideas, and then we're just like, yeah, that might be cool someday.
Then we forget that we don't have any money, so it's
then
impossible
we're like,
to
or
make
forget to write
ideas.
It down, so then we never
that
do
too.
It.
And then we're like, it's 10:30, we should probably go to bed, and then we all kind of nod and then get up and go to bed, and we mm-hmm. never talk about it again. Mm-hmm.
Well, we're building our crisis arc for this podcast, slowly but surely.
It'll happen. It's still been less than a year.
We know our end goal, though. We sure do.
We sure do.
Yeah, we do.
Some might think we don't, but we do.
Oh, we certainly do.
We know.
I know it.
Don't worry about us.
With that being said...
That's my big tea.
Are there any motions to close debate?
We can't. We never motioned to open.
It's just an kidding. Unmod. This is an unmod, and I don't understand how Model UN works.
It's okay. I don't either.
No, you do.
Oh,
you
I'm the only.
That you do.
I'm the only person here that gets it.
Yeah,
who am I kidding?
You have to say that you do.
I've listened to every episode.
Legally,
so.
You have to say that we have taught you something, and that we have given you more than you've given us.
Yes. Otherwise, you have to pay me.
Otherwise, I have to pay you.
And that would be a tragedy.
I can't afford to do that. So
just ask the investors.
The investors are our patrons.
So me. I'm also the investor.
He's a major stakeholder in the
company. In addition to being an employee.
See, in modern day capitalism, employees are expected to have loyalty and hold stake in their own company, regardless of their pay. So we're really living in that right now. Mm-hmm. That's good for you.
This is next level. Mm-hmm. So actually, I think I'm in charge of you guys if I'm an investor. Isn't that right?
All right. I think this is the episode.
Huh.
He's weird. There's too much big brain energy going on right now.
He's become sentient. Turn it off.
I know.
Well, anyway.
We're putting him back in his intern area.
Just as you meet Kyle, we fire Kyle.
I've become self-aware. It's over for you guys.
Get him out.
Every time an intern becomes self-aware, an angel loses its wings or whatever.
He passed the Turing test and can no longer function.
I'm not the first Kyle, nor am I the last Kyle. I am one of many Kyles that have come through. Please help me.
Clone Wars.
My address is...
Point of information, what are your social medias?
You can follow us on Instagram at @mono1podcast, and you can email us any questions or comments that you may have at @mono1.business@gmail.com.
And if you're listening on Apple Podcasts, be sure to rate and review us.